Well, James Shaw is sure that he doesn't know or care, so should we. Well, writing on the website of the NBR under the headline "How Real is the Teal Deal?", Rob Hosking wrote that what National is doing is not dirty politics, just ordinary politics. And while it was likely that people are being paid to shop the idea...
People get paid to shop pretty much every idea in politics, from trade unionists to business lobby groups.
True enough. But what James Shaw of the Greens described as noise about a blue-green coalition was certainly amplified by the media this past week. I asked Rob Hosking if that was really healthy, seeing as no one in the media reporting on all this seemed to be able to say who was actually behind the idea.
Look, I'm not too sure where the idea actually came from. I didn't talk to anyone about it who was pushing it as such. I picked it up from what was being said. The general rule I take in these things, I call it the Sex Pistols rule. For people of a certain age, the Sex Pistols had a song called "No One Is Innocent," which is something I think should be almost emblazoned on the wall in every newsroom. And by that I mean, look, everyone's got an agenda, right? That's not a cop-out for journalists. You've just got to evaluate these things on their merits and demerits. And personally, I thought, firstly, it was never going to happen this election, never in a million years. But I thought it was an idea worth discussing, not so much for this election, but beyond that, because I do think it is an interesting thing that is going to come up again and again and again.
But if, you know, no one is innocent, I mean, by the same token, it doesn't behoove the media, does it, to be pretty vacant about who might be, you know, backing the idea of a blue-green coalition?
I suppose so. Look, like I say, I actually don't know where it came from. Look, if people were being less than transparent, well, yes, fair enough. But look, you know, I suppose this is where that line does get blurry between that, the question of, you know, on the one hand, you protect your sources. On the other hand, this wasn't an actual revelation as such. It was an idea that was being seeded.
But if this is the very point at which politicians and party leaders are trying to meet to go through that exact process, and then you have journalists writing about... Potentially unnamed Auckland businessmen who might be backing some sort of bid, or people being paid to promote the idea on social media. Potentially, people who haven't declared their interests and who haven't been named by the media having potential influence over the formation of government at a really sensitive time.
Well, is it though? I mean, it was an idea that was being kicked around, but I think one of the things that did cause it to get perhaps a little bit more attention than it would otherwise have got was simply the vacuum factor. You know, nobody knows what's going on. And so this was an idea that had some interest and appeal, and so it probably did get amplified a bit more than it would otherwise have been. I don't see that it's affected the coalition talks at all, such as they are. You know, it's an interesting idea, and I do think it is one that's going to come back, because over the medium term, a lot of our long-term issues are the issues that the Green Party has been pushing.
That was Rob Hosking, political editor of the National Business Review.